Today's Amud is Yevamis Laman Aleph Amman Aleph. We're holding somewhere in the middle of the Gemara on Laman Amud Beis. For the purposes of this year, we'll go back to the beginning of the Gemara on Laman Amud Beis. So the Mishnah taught us that in the classic case of Yibam that we had on Beis Amud Aleph, where you have Reuven who's married to two wives, Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies without having any children, so Bracha doesn't fall to Yibam because she's Shimon's daughter, and Mamela, she patters the Tzara as well, so Shprinsa doesn't fall either. The Mishnah says that what happens in a case where Bracha is only a Suffolk if she's married to Reuven. Now that could be in two ways. That could either be because the Kedushin was a Suffolk. It was a Suffolk if Reuven's Kedushin with Bracha was ever really Chal, was ever really Typhus. Or it could also be because we know that Reuven married Bracha, but there's some sort of Suffolk on the Gerushin, on the divorce. He divorced her, and there's some sort of Suffolk that came up. So now he's only a Suffolk married to Bracha. In whatever case where there's a Suffolk, if Reuven is married to Bracha, and he's also married to Shprinsa, and then Reuven dies without having any children, so then Shprinsa needs to do Chalitza. So then Shprinsa does Chalitza with Shimon, and then she goes out free. She can't do nothing and assume that she's a Tzaras Erva, because maybe she's not. She also can't do Yibum, because maybe she is a Tzaras Erva. So Mamela, she does Chalitza. Now the Mishnah, when it spoke out a case of Safek Kedushin, so it spoke about a case where a man was standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with his soon-to-be potential wife, and instead of being normal and handing her the ring, he decides he's going to throw it at her. So he throws the ring at her, and there's a Safek if it was Kara Ivla or Kara Vlai. Was it within her Dal Namais? Was it within his Dal Namais? Whatever, if it was within her Dal Namais, then they're married. If his Dal Namais, they're not married. So that's how you could have a Safek by the Kedushin. Safek by the Gerushin, you would have assumed is the same case, just by a get. He threw a get. Safek Kara Vlai, Safek Kara Vla. Lamaisa, that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah by Safek Gerushin doesn't really speak about cases of a Safek on the Gerushin. It speaks about cases where the get is as some sort of psul midurabanan. And being that it has some sort of psul midurabanan, midaraisa, it's a good get. And even if the lady goes ahead and gets remarried, we're not going to pass all the children. So as a result, being that it's really some level of a good get, so we can't let Shprinsa go out scot-free, because on that level, she's not a Tzaras Erva, because there was a good get. On the other hand, we do require Bracha to receive a new get. So on that level, being that it's not a great get, so on that level, Bracha is married to Reuven, and Shprinsa is a Tzaras Erva. So Mamela, we don't allow her to do Yibum, instead we tell her to do Chalitza. Now ask the Gemara, that v'ilu v'geirishin, safek karev la, safek karev la, loikatani, that the Mishnah doesn't seem to say the more simple case. The Mishnah could have spoken about a simple case, where a man is standing opposite his wife, 8 amos, exactly 8 amos apart in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he throws her a get, it's a safek if it was karev la, safek if it was karev la, and then like that, you have a case of safek geirishin. Now it is true that there is a Ramah, there's a Ramah in Hilchos Gittin, and Simin Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Yodalad. The Ramah brings that the minug is that we tell a woman when she receives a get, we tell her she has to take off all of her rings, she has to take off, roll up her sleeves, and we don't really rely on Zarek La Get. We L'chadchila do not rely on a husband throwing a get to his wife. We want her to put it into her, we want him to put it into her hand. And that's the Kim of the Pasuk, which says, V'nasan biyada, says he writes her a Sefer of Krisos, V'nasan biyada, he puts it into her hand. So there's an Indian to be Mekayim Shutai Shal Mikra, like we're going to have soon Pesach time. The Chizkuni says in Shemayis Parak Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches on the Pasuk Matzis Teichelu Shivas Yamim, that there's an Indian to be Mekayim Pshutei Shel Mikra. There's a mitzvah Tein Matzah all 7 days of Pesach, like famous from the Gain, that the Gain was Makbid 7 days of Pesach. Yeah, maybe it was an ice to eat Matzah, a mitzvah, Mamash, a mitzvah Tein Matzah all 7 days of Pesach. There's only a real mitzvah that's a chiyav on the first night, but there's a mitzvah Rishos, it's the Pshutei Shel Mikra to eat Matzah all 7 days. So like that, the Ramah says also by get, by a get, he says to be mekayim v'nasan biyada, so we don't lechadchila rely on v'zarek la get. We want the husband to put the get into his wife's hands, ad kedei kach, that we tell her to take off any rings, we tell her to roll up her sleeves, we don't want there to be any chatzitza, we want him to put the get into her hand directly. However, l'maisa, that's just an Indian, it's just a minug, lavanda, even the Ramah is maskim, that the halacha is that by zarek la get, it is good, it is considered a valid get. And so if there's a suffix, if it was karev la or karev lai, that should be considered a suffix on the get. So the Gemara has a valid question. So why doesn't the Mishnah say this case? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that by Gerishin, the case of Safik is Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla? So says the Gemara, my time, why doesn't the Mishnah say this case? Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, because Isha Zu Becheskas Hatur L'Shukai Medes. The reason is because what's the case? We have that Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa. So where they, as they stand right now, when they're married, there's no Sfekas right now. Reuven Vadai married. Bracha, he Vadai married. Shprinsa. So Shprinsa's status right now is that she's a Tzaras Erva. Her status quo is that she's a Tzaras Erva. Her status quo is that if Reuven dies, so she's going to be Mutter L'Shuk and she's not going to require Gibum or Chalitza. That's her Chazaka de Meikara. That's her raw assumption, is that she is going to be Mutter L'Shuk. What happened next is that Reuven divorced Bracha. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It's a Safik if it was Karev La, he's Safik Karev La. In such a case where we have a Chazaka, we have a Cheskas Heter L'Shuk on Shprinsa. Her Chazaka is that she does not require Yibam or Chalitza. And then a Safik arises. There's a Safik in the get. Maybe it was a good get, in which case Shprinsa is no longer a Safik, is no longer a Tzaras Erva. On that, Rabbi says, so Ishizu Becheskas Hatu L'Shuk Aymedes, since Shprinsa's status quo, or Chazaka, is that she's going to be Mutter L'Shuk, is that she's a Tzaras Erva, Umisafik Ataba L'Aisra, and you're coming to say that, yeah, but maybe there was a good get, so maybe she's not a Tzaras Erva, and she requires even more Chalitza. On that, we say that when you have a Chazaka, and you have a Safik, Sa'al Tasrena Misafik, you go Basa the Chazaka, and you're not going to ask her Misafik. So if the case would have been a case of Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La, we wouldn't say that Shprinsa needs to do Chalitza. The Mishnah says that in this case of Safek Gerushin, Shprinsa needs to do Chalitza. The Gemara asked to make it a case of Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La. To that, the Gemara is answering that no, it can't be talking about a case of an actual Safek on the get, because if the case of the get was a case of Safek, so then we would use the Chazaka, her Hecheskas Hetel L'Shuk, to paskin the Safek, that she's mutter to marry the Shuk, and she does not require Chalitza. That's why the Mishnah specifically spoke about cases which aren't really sfeikos in the get, they're really just cases that the get is not a get ma'aliyah, it's not the greatest get, which is why we say that she needs to do Chalitza. But if it would be a Safek get, so then she wouldn't even need to do Chalitza. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says back, well, wait a second, Ihachi, if so, so then B'Kedushin Ami, why don't we say the same idea by Kedushin? That we should go Basra Chazaka, and we should say that what was the Shprinsa's status? Shprinsa's married to Reuven. So as she stands right there, as Reuven's only wife, so she's Becheskas Mutter to the Yavam. Then what happens? Ishazu becheskas heter liyava my medes. As she stands right there, she has a cheska chazaka that she's murdered to the yavam. And then what happened is that Reuven married Bracha, or maybe married Bracha. We don't know. Was a karev loy? Was a karev la? Umisafik atabalo aisra. And you're coming to aser her to Shimon. You're coming to aser Shprinsa to the yavam. Why? Because you're saying that maybe she's a tzaras erva. But wait a second. Her chazaka is that she's to the Yavam. Then there's maybe a Kedushin that Reuven did to Bracha, so that's only a Safik. So you should go Basa Chazaka and say, Al Ta'asrena Misafik. Don't aser Shprinsa to Shemin Misafik, because you should use her Chazaka, that she has a Cheskas Heter Liyavam. Just same way by the divorce, you're telling me that Shprinsa wouldn't need to do Chalitza, because she would have a Cheskas Heter L'Shuk, that would pass in the Safik. Here too also, we should use Shprinsa's Heter the Yavam to pass in the Safik and say that she's mutter to the Yavam. She's even allowed to do Yibam. And the Mishnah says that she's not allowed to do Yibam. Why can't she do Yibam? If you're telling me that we go Basar Chazaka, so then the Mishnah should even allow Shprinsa to do Yibam by this case of the Safik Kedushin. So says the Gemara, that ain't a chanami. Be'atzem, we go basar chazaka. And by this case of Kedushin, so really, Shprintza is allowed to do Yibam, because she has a cheskas heter liyavam. And it's only a suffix if maybe she became a tsaras erva, but she has a cheskas heter liyavam. So why does the Mishnah say to do chalitza? Why does the Mishnah say that she's not allowed to do Yibam? Hasam l'chumra. It was just a chumra. It's the chumra that we say not to do Yibam. As a chumra to be chayshish, it's easy to take care of the suffix, just do chalitza. So as a chumra, we say not to do Yibam. But in a chanami, really me'ekar adin, it would be mutter for Shprintza to do Yibam with Shemin, with the Yavam. It's only a chumra that we say not to do Yibam. Well, ask the Gemara, anytime you do a chumra, you have to be very, very careful that chumra doesn't lead to a kula in other areas. And ask the Gemara that about this chumra that you're telling Shprintza not to do Yibam with Shemin, so that's a chumra that could lead to some serious kulais. Because hai chumra dasi lidei kulahu. This is a chumra that could lead to a kula. Well, how so? Because zimnin da azulhu umekadish la la'achaisa. Kedushay vadai. If Ruvay might go ahead, and Ruvay might marry Bracha's sister. Let's say Bracha has a sister, Leah. So Ruvay might go, and he might marry Bracha's sister, Leah, with a Kedushay vadai, not a Safik Karivla, Safik Karivla. We're talking about a case where he acted like a mensch, he gave her the ring, and like that, he married her, a Kedushay vadai. Now what's going to happen, before we get to what could happen, is Vinami, another situation which might occur, is that Zimnin da'asa acher u'mekadesh lo ledid da kedushay vaday. Sometimes after Ruvay marries Bracha Shimon's daughter, after Ruvay marries Bracha, and again Ruvay's marriage to Bracha was only really a suffix, you might have Baruch, a random guy might come. Baruch might come, and he might hand Bracha a ring, and he might give it to her in a way that there's a kedushay vaday. Now, what's the issue? The issue is that the kevun da asar lamar litzara liyavume. Since you're saying that when Ruvain dies, you're going to say that Shprintza is not allowed to do Yibam, people are going to see that. People are going to see that you told Shprintza that she's not allowed to do Yibam, and Amri, they're going to start saying the kama kedushin with the basra lav kedushin. So they're going to say, so that must mean from the fact that Chazal, from the fact that the Bezdin is not allowing Shprintza to do Yibam, it must be because they understand that Bracha is married, even though at first it was a suffix. It must be Bezdin figured it out that really Bracha is married to Ruvain. People are going to assume that Bracha is really married to Ruvain. And what's the problem with that? Is that if people think that Bracha is married to Ruvain, that it's a Vaday, so that means when Ruvain married Leah, when he gave Kesef Kedushin to Leah, Bracha's sister, when he married Leah, that Kedushin wasn't Chal, because it's Achis Isha. Since Ruvain's marriage to Bracha was Chal, and so then it must be that when Ruvain gave money to, or a ring to Leah, that Kedushin wasn't Chal. And Leah is going to think that she could just go ahead and get married to any man, when really, it's not true. Really, there's a suffix. Really, maybe Ruvain was married to her. She might go ahead and marry one of Ruvain's brothers, let's say a brother from a mother. She might go ahead and marry Levi. And that would be Eishas Ach, potentially Eishas Ach, suffix Eishas Ach. In reality, it's a suffix if maybe Ruvain was married to Leah, because since his Kedushin to Bracha was a suffix, so that makes it that naturally his Kedushin to Leah is considered a suffix. But people aren't going to think that, because they're going to say that, Bezdin said that Shprintza can't do Yibam, it must be his marriage to Bracha was a real marriage. And really there's no suffix. Really Reuven wasn't married to Leah. So that could lead to an Isser Kares. And also in the other case, where Baruch goes ahead, and Baruch marries Bracha. Baruch tries to marry Bracha because he saw that Reuven was playing games with her. So Baruch goes and marries her, and really Baruch's marriage to her is chal misafik. Really, it's a safik kedushin. But people are gonna see Bezdin telling Shprintza that she can't do Yibam, and they're gonna say, it must be because Reuven was married to Bracha. It must be Reuven's marriage to Bracha was really chal, which means that when Baruch married her, that was meaningless. Which means that Bracha Halacha might think that she's free to get married Lashok, when in the meantime she really needs a get from Baruch. And she's not going to realize that. People aren't going to realize that Bracha needs a get from Baruch. So that could also lead to an Isser Eishes Ish. So therefore, this could cause terrible things. So this is a Kula, this is a Chumra rather, this is a Chumra, you saying that Shprinza can't do Yibum, that's a Chumra that might lead to some serious Kulais. So how could you do that? So says the Gemara, no, we're not really worried about that. We're not worried that this Chumra is going to lead to Kulais, because Kevin Dukam Mitzrucha Chalitza made the Yada the Chumra Ba'almahu. Because since it's true that we're not allowing Shprinza to do Yibum, but it's also true that Bezdin's going to tell her that she has to do Chalitza. So that's already going to show people that it's not because we're saying that Reuven is Vadei married to Bracha. If Reuven was Vadei married to Bracha, so then Shprinza would just go out scot-free. The fact that we make her do Chalitza, that shows that obviously his marriage to Bracha was a suffix, and there is no consequences that could come out from our Chumra that we tell Shprinza to do Chalitza. So says the Gemara, wait a second, if so, meaning how did we get to all of this? Because we asked that why by the case of get, didn't we say a case of safek karivla, safek karivla? So he said, no, because by get, you would go basar chazaka. That since Shprinza has a cheskas, had to lashok, so that's gonna pask in the safek karivla, safek karivla. So we asked, so by kedushin also go basar chazaka, and say that Shprinza has a heter liyavam, a cheskas heter liyavam. We said, no, in a chanami she does, but as a chumra, we say not to do yibam. We'll ask the Gemara, yihachi, if so, so gerushinami. By gerushin also, talk about a case of safek karevla, and you'll ask, oh, wait a second, if it's a safek, and she has a cheskas heter lashok, so then she should just be able to get married without having to do chalitza. Yeah, but so gerushinami, listen, if it's a chalitza, and require chalitza as a chumra. Make it that the chalitza is a chumra. So talk about a case of a safek karevla, safek karevla, and the fact that chalitza is needed, that would just be al tzachumra to be chayshish, that maybe she's not a tzaras erva, that maybe she's not a tzaras erva. So maybe it's just a chumra. Now you'll ask, that, wait a second, that's a chumra, that's also the day kula, because maybe people are going to think that, oh, if we're requiring chalitza, it must be that we don't consider Reuven to be married to Bracha. It must be we don't consider Reuven to be married to Bracha, and Rashi brings all the different things that could cause if people don't realize that Reuven, if they're going to start thinking that Reuven is Vadei not married to Bracha. But says the Gemara that it's not true. It won't be Asi Lidei Kula, because we made the Yadi, the Chumra Ba'amahu. People will chap. We're not allowing her to do Yibam. We're just requiring her to do Chalitza. So people will chap that it's just the Chumra. So why don't we say that the case of Gerushin is also a Safek Karevla, Safek Karevla, and really make her aden, she's free to marry Lashuk because she has a cheskas heter Lashuk, and the reason why we tell her to do chalitza is just as a chumra. So says the Gemara, because over there there's a room to make a gzeira that if we allow her to do chalitza, she might end up doing yibam. So that's why we don't allow her to do chalitza, because she might end up doing yibam. So we wouldn't want that. So we wouldn't want her to do chalitza even as a chumra, because then she might end up doing yibam, and really yibam would be mamish terrible, because really make her adin, she's mutter l'shak. Really, she doesn't fall to yibam. If they do yibam, he's over, Shimon would be. So therefore, we'd say not to even do chalitza. So hachanami amata aymer chalitzas misyavemes. Ask the Gemara in the case of kedushin as well, where you're saying that really, that really she's mutter, that really she has a cheskas heter liyibam. So it's hard to understand even the Gemara's half amina. But really, she has a cheskas heter liyibam, but just a chumra that we say not to do yibam and to do chalitza. So maybe if she does chalitza, she'll end up doing yibam. So says the Gemara. Okay, what's the problem with that? But that wouldn't be an issue, because Mikra Adin, by the case of Kedushin, where there's a Safi Kedushin, so Shprinza is Muta to the Yavam. She has a Cheskas Heter Liyavam. It's only as a Chumra that we say not to do Yibam, and we say instead to do Chalitza. It's true, if we tell her to do Chalitza, she might end up doing Yibam. That wouldn't be the end of the world. Really, Mikra Adin, she's allowed to do Yibam, which is why there is no Gzeira in that case, only by the case of Gerushin. Asked the Gemara, Isfe Abaye. Abaye asks, is that really true that we go baser this chazaka? But we learned in the Mishnah later, we're going to have it later on Samach Zayin Mabez. The Mishnah over there describes in a very unfortunate case where Nafal Habayis Allah Ba'al Bas Achiv. So the case is the same setup, the same family makeup that we've been describing, where Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, Bracha being Shimon's daughter. Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, and Reuven and Bracha and Shprinsa, they're all hanging out in their house, and what happens is that the house collapses, Nafala Bayis Olav Va'al Bas Achiv, the house collapses, and they go through the rubble, and they see that Reuven is dead, and also Bracha is dead. Shprinsa is the only survivor. Bracha and Reuven are dead. Ve'ein Yadua, and it's not known, Eiz Mehem Meis Rishon. Did Reuven die first, or did Bracha die first? That's a big nafkamina. If Bracha died first before Reuven, so that means at the time that Reuven died, Shprinsa was not at Tzaras Erva, because Bracha had already died. So Shprinsa was not at Tzaras Erva, she falls to Yibam. However, if Reuven died first, so that means at the time that he died, Shprinsa was at Tzaras Erva, and she would not fall to Yibam. So it's very important to know which way it was. But the problem is it's Ein Yadua. There's no way to figure it out. So the Mishnah says, the halacha is, it's Tarasa Chaletzes, V'loi Mis Yavemes. We say that she has to do Chalitza, Shprinsa has to do Chalitza, and she's not allowed to do Yibam. She can't do Yibam to be Chayshish, that maybe she is at Saras Erva, maybe Reuven died first, but she also has to do Chalitza, because maybe Bracha died first. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second, it's all a suffix. What's her chazaka? Her chazaka is that she is a cheskas heter l'shuk. Her chazaka, her status quo until now, was that she's a tzaras erva. So amai, so why does she need to do chalitza? Hachanami neima isha zu b'cheskas heter l'shuk oimedes. Say that she is a cheskas heter l'shuk. U'misafik atabalu isra. And you're coming to ask her because maybe Shprinsa died first. Al tasren the misafik. Don't ask her misafik. We have a chazaka that should pass in the safik. The chazaka should tell us to be naig, as if Reuven died first, to be nigh that she's a Saras Erva. In Mamela, she's Mutter L'shuk, and she doesn't require Chalitza. And if you're going to tell me that in a Chanami, that really she is Mutter L'shuk, and it's just the Chumra that we make her do Chalitza, but again, Chumra Da'asili De Kulahu, Shematayimir Chalitza's Misyavemes. It's a Chumra that could lead to a Kula. We should make a Gzera that if we allow her to do Chalitza, she might end up doing Yibam, and that would be totally Asr, because make her Adin. She has a Chazaka that she does not fall to Yibam. And if you tell her to do chalitza, she might end up doing yibam. So how could the Mishnah say that she has to do chalitza? So it says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one is that gerushin de shchichi gazu b'rabanan, not pailas de loy shchichi loy gazu b'rabanan. That in a chanami be'etzim, there is makam to make a gzeira that we shouldn't allow her to do chalitza even as a chumra, because then maybe she'll end up doing yibam. So we do make that gzeira when it comes to the safek get, which is why the Mishnah couldn't say that the case of the get was safek kariv lo, safek kariv lo, because then we never would have allowed her to do chalitza. However, by mapailas, since mapailas, a building collapsing is not exactly the most common thing, so therefore there's no makim for a gzeira. Chazal don't make gzeiras via milsa doy shchicha, and that's why the Mishnah could say that she has to do chalitza, and there's no gzeira that maybe she'll end up doing ibum because it's a milsa doy shchicha. Inami, another teretz to differentiate between the case of the building and the case of the get, where it's safek kariv lo, safek kariv lo, is that gerushin, when it comes to the case of the get, the kaima erva de kamuchach, where the erva is there, she's alive, she's just a suffix that maybe she was divorced. And you're saying that Shprinsa needs to do chalitza. So Amri, people are going to say there's more room for a concern over here. People are going to say that kamu beirabanim begita, that even though Bezin at first wasn't sure, was a kariv la, and then they figured it out, degita ma'al yahu, and they decided that it was a good get, it was kariv la, and because of that, that's why they're saying that Tzara needs to do chalitza. And being that they're saying that, oh, so if the Chazal said, if the Beis Din decided it was a good get, so Shimon might end up coming to do Yibam with Shprinsa. However, when it comes to Mapailas, Mikamu Buhu Rabbanim B'Mapailas, is it possible to figure it out? If they don't know who died first, it's not exactly something that's possible to figure out. There's no way to know. There's no way to know who died first. So no one's going to think that, oh, if we require Chalitza, oh, it must be because Beis Din figured out that really really she's not a tzaras erva, because really bracha died first. No one's going to think that, because it's not something that you could figure out. Now, I asked the Gemara Kasha on this whole Teretz. Again, this whole Teretz is saying that the reason why the Mishnah, by the case of Gerushin, doesn't speak about the case of a Safek Get, where Safek Karivla, Yisafek Karivla, is because in such a case, we would say that Shprinza does not need to do Chalitza, because she has a Cheskas Heter Lashuk. So ask the Gemara, is that really true? V'gabi Gerushin Miloi Tanan? We don't have a Mishnah that by Savikarivla, that she has to do Chalitza, that Shprinza would need to do Chalitza? But Tanan, we do have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah which seems to say this exact halacha. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says that Haisai Medes Bereshus Arabim, if let's say a man and his wife are standing in a Bereshus Arabim, Uzarkula Karivla, and he throws a get to her, and it's Karivla, so Migurashis, they're divorced, right? Even though the Ramah says we don't lechatchila rely on it. He doesn't argue on the halacha. It's a mishnah mefureshes. Now lemaisa zarku la, and it was karev la, so it's migureshes. Even though he wasn't nasan biyad, they didn't put it into her hand. That's the halacha. However, karev la, if it's closer to him, so then in a migureshes. If it's not within her dal damis because it's closer to him, so then they're not divorced. Mechtze al mechtze. Let's say it's somewhere in between. So then migureshes v'in a migureshes, and it's a suffix if she's migureshes. She's divorced, but she's also not divorced. Vamrina, now we asked in the Gemara that Lamai Hilchasa, with regards to what does it say that she's Migureshes? Avada, we're not going to allow her to go ahead and get remarried. So what does it mean that she's Migureshes, that she's divorced? Lenin, what do we consider her to be divorced? So says the Gemara over there that with regards to the Kayenhu Asurele, with regards to the fact that if he's a Kayen, so now we say that he's Asur to her because she's a Suffolk Migureshes, she might be a divorcee, and therefore if he's a Kayen, he's now Asur to her. Vi Ervahi, and she, if she's an Erva, let's say Teshemin, so meaning Ruvain was married to let's say the lady who Ruvain gave the Suffolk get to, her name was Bracha, she was Shimon's daughter, and Ruvain was also married to Shprinza. So if she's an erva, so this is bracha. So bracha is an erva to Shimon. So now Reuven dies, the lacha will be tzarasa by chalitza. Since there's a suffix that maybe she was divorced, so we'll make it that now Shprinza requires chalitza. With regards to chalitza, we'll say that bracha was divorced. That's another nafkamina that she's megureshes leinian that Shprinza will now require chalitza with Shimon. The loy amrina, and you see from here that we don't say shema ta'imer chalitza is misi. You don't say that maybe she'll end up coming to do Yibum, which is really a twofold question. First of all, you see that we don't go with the Chazaka. We don't say that she has a Cheskas Heter Lashuk, that she doesn't require anything from Shimon. And you also see that we tell her to do Chalitza, and we don't have the Gzeira that maybe she'll end up doing Yibum. We say that she needs to do Chalitza. So says the Gemara, it's on the Kasha. Says the Gemara, you're assuming that the case over there in the Mishnah is that he threw a get, and it's a suffix, it was somewhere in between the two, and it's a suffix if it was closer to him or closer to her. Says the Gemara, that's not the case. Amra Allah, it was said about that Memra, that Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amri Tarvayu, Hacha B'shtei Kitei Edim Askinan. The Mishnah over there is not discussing where it's just not clear who it was closer to. It's talking about where there's actually Edim that came to Bezdin. Two Edim say it was closer to her. Two Edim say it was closer to him. Achas emeres kariv loy, v'achas emeres kariv loy. So it's a treyu trey. The havalei sveka daraisa. In such a case, the halacha is that when you have a treyu trey, so that's considered a suffik daraisa, meaning in mitzmi daraisa, you're not allowed to use chazaka. You can't use chazaka against edim, since there are edim that are saying that she's divorced. So therefore, you can't just say, oh, chazaka will tell us to assume that she's not divorced and that Shprinza is still a tzaras erva and she has a heter to marry Lashuk. No, we can't do that because there's two edim saying that she is divorced. There's two edim saying that it was karivla. It's true. It's a treu trey. So that makes it into a suffix daraisa, but you can't use chazaka. So that's why we couldn't use chazaka. That's why in the case of the Mishnah and Gittin, we required her to do chalitza, because over there was a real suffix daraisa. However, umas nisin dahacha bevas ach bekas achas. However, our Mishnah is talking about where there only is one group. there only are two Edim that saw the Maisa Kedushin, that saw the husband throw the Kedushin to the wife, and one Ed is saying it was Kariv Lai, and one Ed is saying it was Kariv La. The Maisa, they both saw exactly where it landed, so that's why the Avni Meluim and Simon Lamed, Sifkat and Tess, says it is called having two Edim on the Maisa Kedushin, but the Maisa, one Ed is saying it was Kariv La, and one Ed is saying that it was Kariv Lai. So that's the case in Kedushin, the Havalei Sveika Durabanan. In such a case, that's only considered a Safik Midurabanan, meaning really Midaraisa, we could use Chazaka in such a case. Midaraisa, we do use Chazaka. It was only a Chumra Midarabanan that we said not to rely on the Chazaka. So Chumra Midarabanan, we said not to rely on the Chazaka that really sprinzes Mutter to the Yavam. And we said that she should do Chalitza, not to do Yiba. But to translate that into a case of a get, where it would only be a one aid versus one aid, so then you would have Chazaka to rely on. And like we've been saying until now, if you would have chazaka, we would not allow them to do chalitza. Now, I asked the Gemara, "Mimayde masnisin da'achem be'kas achas." Now, how do you know? Why is it that if our Mishnah was talking about a case of a get, of kariv la, how do you know it has to be talking about a case where it's one aid against one aid? So says the Gemara, domit kedusha, ma kedusha b'kas achas, av gerusha b'kas achas, because that's the case of kedusha. So if we spoke about by a case of get, kariv la, would have to be parallel with the case of kedusha, since the case of kedusha is kas achas, so therefore the case of the get would also have to be kas achas. Ukedusha gufayu mimai, the b'kas achas, dama b'shtei kite Edim. And how do you know the case of the Kedushin is talking about where there only is one group of Edim, one Eid saying Kariv Lai, one Eid saying Kariv La? Maybe it's a Treu Trey. Says the Gemara, no, because Ibishte Kite Edim Tesiabi Mei Mekach Klum. It can't be, because if it would be a Treu Trey, if it would be that there was two Edim saying Kariv Lai, two Edim saying Kariv La, so then it would be a case of Safik Daraisa, and we would say to do Yibam. That's the Gemara. That doesn't make any sense. Kaimi Edim v'ka'amar Kariv La. There are Edim here saying that it was Kariv La, that Reuven is married to Bracha. V'at Amr tesiavi mein b'kach klom, and you're going to allow Shprinza to do Yibam? There's two Edim saying that Shprinza is a Tzaras Erva. How can you say that we would allow her to do Yibam? So that's first of all, so that's why this whole answer doesn't work. We have no proof at all that our Mishnah is talking about Dafka Kat Achas. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about Shnei Kite Edim as well. So that's already why we fall off now. Our answer that we gave is not good, because we have no way to prove that our mission is talking about Dafka one Kas. Vasu, and furthermore, ask the Gemara, that even b'shtei kitei edim nami sveika durabanan hu. You're telling me that it's a savik durabanan, that we can't rely on chazaka when it's shtei kitei edim. It's not true. Shtei kitei edim does not make it that you can't use chazaka. Even by shtei kitei edim, you could mida araisa use chazaka. It's only mida rabanan that we don't use the chazaka. And what's my raya? Durabanan hu da'amri uki trei lahadi trei v'isha ukma achazaka. Really mida araisa, we say, that put the tray next to the tray, they cancel each other out, and you go with the chazaka. It's only midi rabbanan that we say not to go with chazaka. How do I know that? Midi dahavya nichsei de bar shatya. It's like we have by the field that was sold by bar shatya. It's a story that happened with bar shatya. Bar shatya was a person who he would go in and out from moments of insanity to moments of clarity. Sometimes he was a shaita, sometimes he was a pikeach. And there was a story where the bar shatya zavin nichsei. Bar Shatya, he one time sold the field, and Asu Beitrei, and two Edom came, Va'amri, they testified that Keshuhu Chalim Zavid, and he sold it when he was a Pikeach. He knew exactly what was going on when he sold it. Va'asu Beitrei Va'amru, and then another two witnesses came, and they said that no, Keshuhu Shaita Zavid. He sold it when he was being irrational, when he was a Shaita. Va'amru Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi Paskin, that Uki Trei Lahadi Trei, Va'aru Ukma Becheskas Bar Shatya, that Daraisa, at least by fields, you go with the din daraisa, that you say treu trei, the two Edom and the two Edom cancel each other out, and then you go basa chazaka, the chazakas cheskas marakamo, that the field is bar shatyas. So you see that's really the din taira. Mili midaraisa, by treu trei, you also go with chazaka. Mili midaraisa, even by treu trei, you go with chazaka. If so, our whole teretz is totally off. We have to come up with a new teretz. We wanted to know, why didn't the Mishnah say that the case of the get is talking about where it was safek karivloi and safek karivla. So we said, because in such a case, we would never tell her to do chalitza, because really she has a chazaka, and the chazaka would say that she's a cheskas heter l'shuk, and it's only, and it would only possibly be me the rabbana that you would go l'chumra, and that would be a cool, a chumra to us today kula, because maybe she'll end up doing ibum. So then the Gemara asks, but we have a Mishnah Gittin which says that in such a case she does need to do chalitza, and the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah Gittin is talking about where it's a trey u'trey. That doesn't help us. Who cares if it's a trey u'trey? Even by trey u'trey, you normally go with chazaka. So you see from the Mishnah Gittin that even though it's a trey u'trey, for whatever reason, in this case, we're not going with the chazaka. Maybe because we're not worried that maybe if she does chalitza, she'll end up doing ibum. So therefore, by this case of the even though there's a chazaka, you see from the Mishnah and Gittin that we don't go basar the chazaka. If so, then our Mishnah could have also spoken about a case of get where it was safek karivlai and safek karivla, and we wouldn't go basar chazaka. And maybe that's why the Mishnah would say to bichay letzas v'lay misyavemes. If so, we're back to square one. So why didn't the Mishnah say that the case of the get was a get where that it was safek karivlai, safek karivla?